This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Here is your morning brief for Tuesday, April 9th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Tesla has reached a settlement with the family of a driver who died in a 2018 crash involving the company's driver assistance technology Autopilot. The terms of the settlement weren't disclosed in court records, which came just days before attorneys were poised to deliver opening statements in a case that would have tested Tesla's position that drivers, not the automaker, are ultimately responsible for crashes that involve the technology. However, that question could come up again, given that Tesla faces other disputes involving Autopilot. Negotiators representing Israel and Hamas are turning over a new ceasefire deal proposed by the United States in the hopes of securing a 6-week pause in fighting in Gaza. Under the plan, Hamas would release 40 of the more than 100 captives still held in Gaza in return for the release of 900 Palestinians in Israeli prisons, according to Arab mediators. The U.S. also proposed allowing Palestinian civilians to return to northern Gaza, something Israel has been reluctant to allow. And according to a new WSJ ranking done with Moody's Analytics, Salt Lake City was the country's hottest job market in 2023, while four cities in Florida also cracked the top 10, making it the top state last year. Both Utah and Florida benefited in part from companies heading to more tax-friendly regions. And although Salt Lake City's tech hub wasn't immune to last year's mass layoffs, our reporting found that many of those workers were able to quickly find new jobs. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day broadly higher, while European shares are mostly down in morning trading, and U.S. stock futures were little changed ahead of a hotly anticipated inflation report later in the week. And we have got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.